Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Ryan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Ryan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Twitter at Walters Ryan, and on Facebook at Ryan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks on our social media platforms. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success, and their failures, and the everyday and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Today we want to speak about the status of voting rights in the United States of America. And as I pledge not to use too many statistics, technical jargons, are terms that are not so easily understood by all the listeners. We are just simply giving the facts as they are. The last US presidential election, which saw a landmark voter turnout for both incumbent President Donald Trump and Joe Biden, both men got historic votes. Trump created history. He got 8 million more votes than what he got in 2016, making him the first ever incumbent president to accumulate over 70 plus million votes. Joe Biden got the most vote as a presidential candidate in US history, with over 82 million electoral votes. We realize that Biden won from a coalition perspective, meaning that the ethnicity that voted for Biden did not limit to only one race of people, but Africans, Latino, whites, you name it, they turned out in droves and they voted to elect their 45th president in the person of Joseph R. Biden. We realize that the Republican lost many swing states. Some states that they should have won, they lost those states. And even states that traditionally vote Democrats, the Republican would have lost those states and lost them big. There was something that happened after that landslide defeat, both in popular vote and in electoral college. The Republican lost the White House. They did not regain control of the House of Representatives, and they lost the Senate in terms of the Democrats held the casting vote in the person of the Vice President Kamala Harris, 51-50, based on the Constitution. Once there is a 50-50 tie, then the vice president has the casting vote and the Democrats sits in the office of president of the Senate. Now, the Republican state legislatures, the Republicans control most of the state legislatures, and they are making some changes to the election laws that governs federal election in the United States. If we looked at the Georgia state, for example, where the Georgia House of Assembly voted to remove certain aspects in its totality with respect to election from the office of the Secretary of State to a large body of people simply because allegations of voting irregularity occurred in the recent presidential election, where there is no evidence of such to the magnitude where it altered the outcome of the election. And there is no election in the United States in modern time that has been freed totally from any form of illegality. The degree to which there is irregularity, whether in the system or in persons voting through identity means, is at a minimum. And there's evidence of that. All major federal state agencies, including the FBI, clearly states that this election was one of the safest. The very election watchdog, the entity that is in charge of monitoring the US federal elections, a Trump appointee, was removed because he said that the presidential election was free from political interference by countries. The Republicans clearly is fixing a system that is not broken. And the purpose behind this, as some person refer to as Jim Crow Part 2, is to disenfranchise the minority, and in particular, black voters. You have changed some simple ways in which persons could cast their vote. For example, Super Sunday, which traditionally are for church folks who, after leaving church service on Sundays, would be encouraged to go to their various polling stations to cast their votes. You are limiting the amount of polling stations available as well as the voting hours. Therefore, you are allowing or causing voters to spend an exorbitant amount of time in the line, and by virtue of the wait, will be frustrated and leave and do not vote. You are limiting the absentee voting for reasons that is relatively foolishness. And on top of that, you are limiting the drop-off locations in states where persons who are early voters can drop off their mail. You are limiting those access points. And in many cases, these places that are adversely affected are in marginalized colored communities. This, my friend, definitely is a clear action by the Republican state legislatures to disenfranchise color people from participating in the democratic process of electing their federal representatives. It is appalling when you look at the concerted efforts right across the length and breadth of the United States by states that are governed by Republican legislatures. The tune that has been sung is in unison of a coordinated plot to discourage persons from vote. But I believe that behind the dark cloud, there was a ray of hope. There is a silver line. It warms my heart to see how corporations, corporate partners, corporate citizens are coming out, big companies are coming out, and they are speaking against some of these newly passed legislations at the state level that disenfranchise black voters. How will cities, communities of color respond to what is taking place? And to what extent can the federal government intervene? And how soon, how quickly will these state legislatures succumb to any form of pressure by external forces to revert and amend these newly passed laws which seek to disenfranchise voters? It cannot be in a democracy, in a democratic society of this 21st century. Persons are being discouraged at every possible means necessary to give another side or another party an advantage of the poll. And when you hear the utterances of the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, you beg to wonder. They are not about persons participating in the democracy. They are not about representing the minority. Huh? They don't care what level or to what degree it will benefit them. As long as they take away your rights and their benefits and there's benefit to them, they are fine with it. I hope that good sense will prevail and that many of these laws, they will reverse them. Those are my thoughts.